Charlotte Background Check for Employment, A Complete Guide, 2025. Employers in Charlotte use background checks to make smart hiring decisions and stay compliant with both North Carolina and federal employment laws. At iProspect Check, we deliver fast, reliable background screening services that support businesses throughout North Carolina. This guide outlines the key laws and best practices for conducting employment background checks specifically in Charlotte. What is a Charlotte Employment Background Check? A background check in Charlotte, North Carolina, reviews a candidate's criminal record, employment history, educational background, professional licenses, and other important details to help employers assess their suitability for the role. Why do local employers conduct background checks? Employers across North Carolina use background checks to verify candidate information and base hiring decisions on verified records, not just resume claims. Here are some of the top reasons Charlotte employers rely on background screening. 1. Support a safe workplace. Reviewing criminal records helps uncover potential risks that could affect employees, customers, or the public. This process is essential for building and maintaining a safe work environment. 2. Promote fair and consistent hiring. Applying the same screening process to every applicant ensures objectivity and fairness. It helps minimize bias and keeps employers in line with anti-discrimination laws. 3. Meet legal and industry requirements. Charlotte employers must comply with federal laws, North Carolina statutes, and any local rules. Certain industries have stricter requirements. Employers under the S. Department of Transportation, DOT, must conduct DOT background checks, DOT drug testing, and DOT physicals for regulated positions. Novant Health, a major healthcare provider in the Charlotte region, requires new hires to pass background and pre-employment health screenings, including criminal record reviews and employment and education verifications, before their orientation date. The University of North Carolina at Charlotte conducts comprehensive background checks, including employment and education verification, criminal history reviews, and screenings for sensitive roles, to ensure a safe environment and comply with university policy and applicable laws. For reduce liability from negligent hiring. If an employer hires someone without proper vetting and that individual causes harm, it could lead to costly legal consequences. Background checks demonstrate due diligence in the hiring process. 5. Protect confidential information. In industries like healthcare, finance, or law, employees often handle sensitive data. Pre-employment screenings help ensure candidates can be trusted with private information. 6. Protect your company's reputation. Employees represent your brand to the public. Screening applicants helps reduce the risk of reputational harm from hiring someone with a problematic background. How to conduct employment background checks in Charlotte, North Carolina. 1. Create a background check policy. Begin by establishing a clear policy that outlines when and how background screenings will be performed. Ensure the policy aligns with federal regulations, North Carolina state laws, and any applicable Charlotte-specific guidelines. Define which job categories require background checks. 2. Educate your HR and hiring staff. Make sure your recruiting team is well informed about their legal responsibilities. Training should include how to request consent, interpret results, and respond appropriately to findings while staying compliant. 3. Provide disclosure and get written consent. Before running any checks, give applicants a separate disclosure that explains the screening process. You must also obtain their written authorization in line with the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. 4. Use a trusted background check provider. Partner with a screening company like iProspect Check that delivers quick, accurate, and legally compliant services tailored to North Carolina employers. 5. Time the background check correctly. While North Carolina doesn't have a statewide ban-the-box law for private employers, Charlotte has restrictions for public positions. To remain compliant, background checks should typically occur after a first interview or following a conditional job offer. 6. Tailor the check to the job requirements. Limit the background check to elements relevant to the position. For example, driving records should be reviewed for driving-related roles, and professional licenses should be verified for regulated occupations. 7. Keep candidates informed throughout the process. Maintain open lines of communication with applicants at every stage. Once the report is reviewed, share any relevant updates and be prepared to discuss concerns if they arise. 8. Consider criminal records on an individual basis. If criminal history is reported, evaluate the offense type, how much time has passed, and whether it relates to the responsibilities of the job. Employers are encouraged to make individualized decisions instead of automatically rejecting candidates based on their records. 9. Follow the FCRA's adverse action process. If you decide not to proceed with an applicant based on their background check, you must provide a pre-adverse action notice along with the background check report and a copy of the summary of your rights under the FCRA. Give the applicant time to respond or dispute the findings. If the decision remains, issue a final adverse action notice along with the required documentation. What shows up on a Charlotte background check? The details revealed in a background check depend on what type of report is requested. Most employers in Charlotte include the following components: criminal history. If a candidate has a criminal background, the report may include case or docket number, the court where the case was filed, date of the incident or charge, nature and description of the offense, classification, misdemeanor or felony, final disposition and date, sentencing details if applicable. North Carolina law limits how expunged or sealed records may be considered during the hiring process. Employment verification. Employment verification confirms a candidate's past work experience, including names and locations of previous employers, start and end dates for each role, job titles and primary responsibilities. Education verification. This check verifies academic background and may include school or university names and locations, enrollment and graduation dates, degrees or certifications earned, professional license verification. For jobs that require licensing, this check confirms license holder's name, type and number of the license, current status, active, inactive, suspended, expired, licensing agency, issue and expiration dates, any public disciplinary records, identity verification. Used to confirm identity and prevent mix-ups, this typically includes full legal name and known aliases, past address history, date of birth, motor vehicle records, MVR check. For positions that involve operating a vehicle, MVR checks may include driver's license class and number, issuance and expiration dates, legal name and address listed on the license, records of DUIs, accidents, or traffic violations, any suspensions or revocations, important laws and regulations, federal laws, Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, sets national rules on how consumer reporting agencies, CRAs, collect, use, and share personal background information. It also outlines the steps employers must take when using background checks during the hiring process. For positions paying less than $75,000 annually, the FCRA restricts the reporting of certain details older than 7 years, such as arrests that didn't lead to convictions, paid tax liens, civil lawsuits and court judgments. Chapter 13 bankruptcies. Chapter 7 can be reported for up to 10 years. Accounts sent to collections. Before requesting a background check, employers must give applicants a standalone notice explaining the background screening. Obtain the applicant's written authorization. If a hiring decision is influenced by the background check, employers are required to provide a copy of the background report and a pre-adverse action notice. Allow the applicant time to review and dispute any inaccurate information. If the decision remains unchanged, issue a final adverse action notice and include a summary of the applicant's rights under the FCRA. Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act FCA. The FCA applies to government agencies and contractors, requiring them to hold off on asking about criminal records until after a conditional job offer is extended. Noncompliance can lead to penalties or the loss of federal contracts. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VII prohibits employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Enforced by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, this law encourages fair consideration of criminal records. If a background check reveals a criminal history, employers should assess whether the offense is relevant to the role. Consider how much time has passed since the conviction. Evaluate potential safety or performance risks. Automatically excluding candidates because of their criminal history, without an individualized review, could result in legal challenges under Title VII. State laws. Required background checks for regulated industries. Under NC General Stat Section 131D40 and other applicable state statutes, certain employers in North Carolina are legally required to conduct background checks before hiring. This applies to businesses that provide child care, health care, mental health services, substance abuse treatment, and services to individuals with disabilities. These laws aim to protect vulnerable populations by ensuring that individuals with relevant criminal histories are appropriately screened. Fair hiring practices for state agencies. Signed by Governor Roy Cooper in August 2020, Executive Order No. 158 implements Ban the Box style hiring procedures for North Carolina state agencies. This law was effective on November 1, 2020, and prohibits state agencies from asking about an applicant's criminal history until after an initial interview has taken place. Key requirements include: criminal history questions must be removed from initial job applications. Background checks cannot be conducted until after the candidate is deemed qualified and interviewed. Agencies may not consider arrests without convictions, expunged or pardoned records, or charges unrelated to the job role. Applicants must be given the opportunity to provide context for any convictions before a final decision is made. While this executive order currently applies only to state agencies, it sets a precedent for potential future regulations affecting private employers in North Carolina. Criminal history record checks for nursing homes and home care agencies. Under NC General Stat Section 131×10^-265, applicants for certain positions in nursing homes or home care agencies have to consent to state, and sometimes national, criminal history record checks. If the person has lived in the state for less than 5 years, a national check, including fingerprints, is required. Under this law, those who refuse to consent to a background check cannot be hired. Child care law. Under NC General Stat Section 110-90.2, any person aged 16 or older who works in a licensed or regulated child care facility in North Carolina must undergo a criminal background check, and their fitness must be assessed. Effect of expunction. NC General Stat Section 15A.153 prohibits employers and educational institutions from asking about or penalizing individuals for arrests, charges, or convictions that have been expunged or cleared from the record. Those expunged entries must not be disclosed in many employment or educational applications. Local government requirement for positions working with children. As of October 1, 2025, PERSL 2025-16, NC law requires that for city or county positions involving work with children, applicants must undergo fingerprint-based state and national criminal history checks via the State Bureau of Investigation, SBI. North Carolina Drug Testing Law. under NC General Stat Section 95-230-95-235, employers that perform drug tests must follow the requirements outlined in the statutory law and regulations from the North Carolina Department of Labor. However, these rules don't apply to employers regulated by the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, or the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC. Instead, employers regulated by these agencies must follow the federal drug testing regulations. Under 13 NC Admin Code 20.06010602, employers must pay for drug tests, including associated expenses. However, if an applicant or employee tests positive, they must pay all expenses associated with retesting the specimen. Employers that violate the state's rules for drug testing can face civil penalties as outlined in NC General Stat Section 95-234. E-Verify use required. According to NC General Stat Sections 64-25-64-26, private employers with at least 25 employees are required to use E-Verify to confirm an applicant's work authorization upon hiring. Under 25 NC Admin Code 1H.0636, state agencies must also use E-Verify within 3 working days of hiring someone. Medical Testing Law. Under NC General Stat Section 14-357.1, employers with at least 25 employees can't require applicants to pay for medical tests or records as a condition of employment. This law expressly exempts employers with fewer than 25 employees. Employers that violate this law are subject to a fine of $100 per violation. Charlotte Ban the Box Policy. Charlotte has an administrative policy that applies to public city employers. This law prohibits public employers from asking about criminal history on job applications. It also requires criminal background checks for all jobs with the city, including volunteer and intern positions. However, city employers must wait to conduct criminal background checks until an applicant is chosen as a finalist. Get a background check with iProspect Check. Industries such as healthcare, finance, education, and technology must meet rigorous hiring standards and follow strict regulatory guidelines. At iProspect Check, we deliver fast, accurate, and fully compliant background screening services designed to meet the unique needs of your organization. Our comprehensive reports support confident hiring decisions while ensuring compliance with all applicable federal and North Carolina state laws. For more information or to request a free quote, give us a call at 888-509-1979. Disclaimer: the resources provided here are for educational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Consult your counsel if you have legal questions related to your specific practices and compliance with applicable laws. FAQs. How long does a background check take? Most background checks are completed within 1 to 3 business days. More in-depth searches, such as those involving fingerprinting or international records, may take additional time. Can background check results affect hiring decisions? Yes, employers may choose not to hire based on background findings. However, they are required to follow the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, and relevant state laws, which include providing notice and allowing applicants the opportunity to respond. How much does a background check cost? The cost depends on the types and number of checks requested. Contact us for a customized quote based on your specific screening needs. Can I request a background check on myself? Yes. Running a self-background check allows you to see what employers will likely review. iProspect Check offers personal background screening services to help you identify and correct any issues before applying for jobs.